call from Hire My Caregiver.
Home care, this is Shane. How can I help you?
A new Pennsylvania home care form has been generated.
Yes, Tim speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Shingle. I'm calling from the home care agency. I see you submitted a form for the services.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hi. So how can I help you?
Well, I was just calling to inquire. I've seen the commercial, and I was just calling to inquire how this works and what kind of pay and how does this all work.
Okay, great. So this is for yourself or like for a family member?
No, for my mother.
Oh, okay. Is she on Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. So if she's on Medicaid, she might be approved for home care services. Did you ever try applying for home care, or this is the first time?
No. It's first time.
Okay, great. So we can help her do that. So she'll need an assessment done, and according to her medical conditions, the insurance will approve her for weekly hours, and that's the amount of hours that the caregiver will be able to work and get paid for every week.
Okay, and how's that assessment work? And how's that?
Right. So I can take your right. So I can take your information. Then I'll have an enrollment specialist assigned that will help you with the process of enrolling her. So someone will come down to do the assessment. There is a broker that
to the house.
Yeah, they send someone down to the house.
Okay. All right. Okay. And do you know what the pay scale is or how that works?
So it really depends how many hours she'll be approved for. And also, where is she located? Which area? Where is she in?
In Norristown, Montgomery County, TA.
In Montgomery County.
Well, what is it? Yeah, yeah. So
the,
what is the rate?
Going rate for home care in that area is in the range of 13, 14, I would say. But it really depends on the hours. So you could sign, if it could
well,
be a family member, what?
Right. Yeah.
So it could be a family member that usually they have someone helping them either way, so why not they could get paid? If it wouldn't cost them, it's Medicaid funded.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Now we cannot.
Okay.
So do you have her Medicaid ID so I can take a look on her information, like if she's her insurance information?
Well, no. I don't have that. I just signed up. You guys called. I didn't even just finish. You know. But I want to talk to her as well. But I was calling to inquire about how the program works, what's needed. But I'll have to call back when I get her information. I mean, you know.
Oh, so she just applied for Medicaid, you said?
No. I just called
just,
the number.
I got it.
I'd have to contact, you know, contact her and see if she's okay
with
everything. And,
right.
And contact, yeah.
Right.
So,
is
this number a good number to call back?
No, can I give you my direct one so it'll reach me directly? Because there are a few people answering the phone.
Yeah. Okay. All right,
if you want, I could send you a text if that's easier. So you could save my number.
Sure.
Okay,
sure,
just let me know your name and number. Yeah, what's your direct number?
610-804-7168.
68, and your name?
And my name is Tim. Tim Barr.
Tim, okay, got it, sure. I'll send you my name and number, so let me know. If you have any further questions, let me know. You can text me or call me anytime. I'll be able to assist you.
Sounds good.
Okay, amazing.
Sounds good.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.